So what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The City of Buck Perspective Podcast, man. I'm so grateful to be back, and today is the weekly review. I'm going to be giving a wonderful framework in terms of high performance training coming up in the podcast just after this one, right? Which will debut probably within about, 12 hours or so. So I'm going to be giving you guys a little bit of fire, all right? So I know I've been away for a little bit. I threw a task on hand that was a very big needle mover for me, and it was an income generator, and I know that it will bring in a lot of students if I market it well. So I told myself I'm gonna give myself a deadline because I had like 5 students waiting, and so I had to do the whole framework, you know, after my COVID vaccine for literally 2 hours this morning because I didn't have any energy to do any videos. And today has been a very groggy day mentally because, you know, I guess that's just the effects and whatnot. But, you know, tomorrow morning it's going to be off and popping because there's going to be so much that's happening. But, you know, before we get into the framework, before we get into all that craziness and sum up all the good stuff, we got to do our, obviously, weekly assessment. I haven't done this. Last week I did the monthly review, and now we're going into, obviously, the weekly reviews again. So here we go. If this is the first time you're tuning in, I just want to give a shout out. Oh my God, I forgot his name, but he just followed me from Bahrain. He actually is one of the very few personal development people who have followed me on my personal development podcast and on my Instagram. And, you know, he's very interested. He's on chapter 2 of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad from Bahrain. So big shout out to you, man. You know exactly who you are. And now we're diving into the high performance aspect of this. So let's get into this. Okay. And I believe that, you know, I got a whole bunch of clarity, especially with the next podcast that's coming up. You guys are going to freaking love it. All right. So nonetheless, here we go. Let's dive into this. So first and foremost, 6 categories, 5 questions each. Okay. Seek clarity. So was I, or were you intentional in how you acted this past week? Now it's kind of hard because I'm not able to like sum everything up and, you know, that has happened over the past week. I do believe that there was a little bit of a detachment. You know, the webinars and everything were great, but then I went to the other location, and because Saturday was just a very blah, one of those blah days, and Sunday, you know, I'm so grateful for Sunday though. Wow. Ended up eating the most delicious burger ever, and, you know, had a great time nonetheless with my significant other, and I'm very grateful for that. But was I intentional? Well, I set the intent with the course. And I told myself I'm giving myself a 4-day deadline to do all these videos, do the whole course outline, the whole course thing, and I'm going to make it available to all my students out there. So that was one of the biggest things that I wanted to do, right? And I got it done. So I'm going to give myself a 4. It's not that it was bad. It's that it wasn't a 5 for sure. So again, knowing the feelings that I wanted to generate this week, did I know that I wanted to generate anything? No. Okay. Now, the feelings I want to generate this week is a profound amount of joy, because I think with the framework, the opportunities and what I'm doing, I've come to realize that, you know, there are some things that I'm very accepting of, and there are things that I need to let go. And, you know, to ask for clarity is very, very important. And that's what I did just today. I said, listen, I said to everyone, because I got my, you know, my double vaccination. So for the woman who I believe, you know, she found out that I was potentially taking away clients from her and stuff like that, it was a great way for me to hurry up and send my vaccination, say, hey, I'm fully vaccinated. Just to let you know, here's my little, you know, PDF. And I never got an email back from her. And I'm like, ah, okay. Hey, but I'm totally fine with that. Totally fine with that. Now, how did she find out about whatever had happened in the past? I have no idea, nor do I give a damn. Okay, because I do believe that, you know, it's all about the opportunity. You guys are going to learn a lot about the framework coming up in the next podcast. So stay tuned for that. But nonetheless, with one of the companies that I train at, you know, I said, hey, here's my vaccination record. She said, hey, we're probably not going to be working in an office until January of 2022. And I'm like, fantastic. That's all I needed to know. So now I'm like, okay, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I know that you're not coming. And I know that the big bank is not going to be coming. So I hurry up and immediately reached out to another business lady that was actually interested. And I said, listen, it's now or never. You need to tell me immediately. Okay, if you want to go through with this, if you want me to go out there for interview, let's get, we need to start getting this, like, because it's between now or now, you know, it's like, are you going to give me something? Are we going to discuss this? I know that, you know, COVID is still COVID and COVID will always be COVID. It's time to just live with it. Get your vaccines, go out, live your life. Okay, that's all I care about. Go out, live your life with the vaccines. Don't be an idiot. Okay, don't be an American. Got to get your vaccine. So I hurry up the messenger. I say, hey, let me know. Send me the details. I'm waiting for you because guess what? When the time comes and my schedule completely disappears, that's it. Now, when that company comes back in January, will I be available? I have no idea. Will I even be accepting of it? I have no idea. Because to be honest with you, if I end up making triple, quadruple, or five times that amount in 1 month, without any of the time needed, I'm probably not going to accept it anymore. Times are going to change very quickly. So I know I went off the beaten track and whatnot, but just giving you guys an idea in regards to what we're going to be talking about, framework and opportunities coming up in the next podcast. So now, looking at Monday, I have more clarity in terms of, okay, what feelings do I want to generate this week? I want to bring the joy every single day. There is no more cause for concern. That is it. How are you going to go about doing that? Well, guess what? I'm going to hit my workouts this morning. Tuesday and Thursday are my trainings. Okay, Wednesday might have to go to the bookstore. I got a big stipend. A lady's going to pay up for a big course coming up later on this week. I'm going to have probably about five course buys throughout the week. I'm going to have another membership renewal. I'm going to have some webinar buys. Like there are so many different multiple sources of income that are coming in at one time. And that's what I'm primarily focusing on. But at the same time, what is the energy back behind everything that's getting ready to happen? It's joy. Okay, what's going to happen on Friday? Well, you know, my girlfriend's going to pick me up. We're going to go to IKEA. I'm going to buy a new pillow. I'm going to leave that pillow at her house. Okay, so what are you going to do after that? Got to buy a new mask, Under Armour. Okay, what are you going to do after that? Buy shorts. Okay, what are you going to do after that? Got to buy this, got to buy that. Go out, get some food, get some of this, get some. You know what I mean? Like, I know exactly what I need to do coming up this weekend. And obviously, Sunday is going to be a huge day seeing some of my neck, you know, my students who I hadn't seen in like 4 years. And so, 3 to 4 years, one even 5 years. And, you know, seeing the business ladies who I had a phenomenal session with just this past Sunday. And I brought the joy, even though I was really, really tired at that time. Like, you see what I mean? Like, this is exactly what I know what I want to generate now just by doing this. And so, coming up next week, did I achieve that? That's the goal. That's the big question. So, this week, I'm gonna give myself a three, though. Did you stay focused as much as you wanted to? Two, because I didn't. I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't. And it's again, was it the circumstances? No, it was just me being me. Saturday, I could have been a hell of a lot more focused. I could have been a hell of a lot more productive. How can I be more productive? What is it and what is the problem outside in regards to me not being productive? Is it too hot? Okay, do you need to go inside during a specific time of day? Do you need to hurry up and make an investment in terms of a chair? Okay, because now I'm not going to the gyms anymore. Now, obviously, at my condo, I just go to my gym downstairs, but I'm never going to go to another gym out here in Bangkok. No, I'm now looking up the different equipment that I'm going to begin to start investing into perhaps even next month. So you know what I mean? So there's so many things that I stay as focused as much as I wanted. And you gotta own into that responsibility. Did I make this week meaningful? I'm gonna give myself a two. Did I determine something I could get better at this week? I'm gonna give myself a one. See, clarity's at 48%. Not that good. Not that good. So again, that's me just being hard-nosed with myself. Got to. So let's go into generate energy, the category. I managed my energy well this week. I give myself a three. It's a little bit low. I chose to bring the joy this week. Three. I recharged throughout the week to stay energized. Three. Well, man, I'll give myself a two. I worked out this week. I'll give myself a four because I did. I wound down well this week so I could sleep well. No, a two. So you could tell that this week was a hell of a lot more challenging than before. You know? So now let's go into raising necessity. Number one, I was emotionally committed to excellence this week. Let me give myself a two. I knew my why this week and worked for it. Two, I cared about serving others this week. Three, I know that is very low, especially given the fact that it's like, okay, Arsenio, you do coaching though. What happened? Well, it's because I felt like, okay, I canceled the class. Okay, I didn't bring the joy this week. Okay, I could have better prepared for this. Okay, what about your to-do list? Have you been making this off? You've been telling this girl that you're going to be doing this for this amount of time, but you've been just like pushing this off. Hey, you canceled this because you forgot your passport. You had to hurry up and run back home. Next, you know, she canceled you. How does that feel? You need to hurry up and get the, you see, man, there are so many things that I could have done better in terms of serving others this week. So how can I get better this week? Hit your deadlines. Finish my duties this week. Two. Manage my self-talk to stay on my A game. One. That's a 40. So seeking clarity, generating energy, and raising necessity, 48, 56, and 40%. It was a tough week. And a lot of it had to do was of when you know, I was great during the training days. The Tuesday, the Thursday, I did get as much as I wanted done. But on the Wednesday, or when I obviously went to my girlfriend's house, and especially on Saturday, and being thrown off and throwing away an entire evening when I could have gotten so much more done, and being emotionally exhausted that Sunday morning mentally because of what had happened the night before. There it is. I worked on things that matter most this week. I'm gonna give myself a four because I hurry up and punched out that course this morning, and I'm gonna punch out a little bit more later on. I did a phenomenal job there. Progressed on a major dream or goal this week. I give myself a three. Avoided distractions well this week. One, the flow state was fucked. I set intentions before every or each major activity this week. One, I fully engaged and enjoyed my efforts this week. I'll give myself a two. So that's 44%. There's a hell of a lot that I need to do coming up this week, right? And it's all going to begin now. Now, developing influence, I was a role model this week. Four. Guided others to think well this week. Four. Challenged someone to grow this week. Five. I worked on myself this week. Three. I demonstrate caring for others this week. Three. This is when develop influence fall below the B minus, we got ourselves an issue. But at the same time, I'm not beating myself up about it. I'm like, okay, well, gotta get better. How am I gonna do that? I dealt with fears of the unknown this week. Four. Shared my real self with others this week. No, I think I could have been a lot more straightforward with my girlfriend and telling her, hey, listen, the main reason why I didn't want to stay out there is because I got this vibe from her. And I feel that you always kind of undercut me and talk behind my back in your language sometimes. I feel like that. And you know, and I kept holding that in for such a long time. Or, hey, I feel like you're talking over me. I feel like you make a mockery of me in public. Just fanning out everything and just letting that individual know, like, hey, this is how I feel. So again, did I share my real self? No. But I actually had that hard conversation just a little bit. Woke up emotionally exhausted in the morning, and you know, all these things just kept, you know, coming and coming and coming. But then I said, man, let me just calm down a little bit. So that's what I did. So did I stay confident throughout the week? I'm gonna give myself a two. Responded well and quickly to life changes? Five. Five. Absolutely. And I took action despite work risk? Five. So, okay, gotta keep it going. That's for that. There it is. So develop courage. 76%. Develop influence, 76%. Increase productivity, 44. Raise necessity, 40. Generated energy, 56. Seeking clarity, 48%. And so the for things I gotta design my life, distraction versus discipline. I'm gonna watch that video tonight. Advanced habit number two, raise psychological necessity. I think that's going to be massive. Those are those two videos I'm gonna be checking out. Probably take some notes, give you guys a relay. But hey, listen. The goal is, yes, we do all have difficult weeks. And that's the goal for us to like grow. Like without a difficult week, you know, how are we going to grow in general? And this is one of those really, you know, really critical components saying, you know what, Arsenio, you're absolutely right. Like you are going to have it tough some weeks, but it's how you respond the next week. And how much you could get done. So I'm very grateful for it. It was a hell of a week. And now I'm going into this week, beginning this Monday evening, a little bit late, with more clarity and a hell of a lot more to do. So, guys, I'll be seeing you at the next weekly podcast, but stay tuned for the next wonderful framework coming up tomorrow morning. Over and out.